Any other comments?
I'd like to make one comment. We should keep in mind, with regard to the aromatase inhibitors, not to focus so much on the blood levels of estrogen. What the aromatase inhibitors do is block the aromatase in the tumor. That's why they work in postmenopausal women. You can have postmenopausal levels of estrogen in the blood and premenopausal levels of estrogen in the tumor because of aromatase. When you're thinking about it conceptually, I think it helps to think, what's it doing about the aromatase and the estrogen level in the tumor itself? I bring it up only because somebody else mentioned about blood levels of estrogen and they don't change or something, but you have to think of it in a slightly different way.
How?
Is there real clinical data that it is the tumor-expressed aromatase that determines the efficacy of aromatase inhibitors? I'm not really aware of clinical
data. No, but there's data on the amount of estrogen in a tumor, and the amount of estrogen in a postmenopausal woman's tumor is quite high.
This goes back to a question I asked, which I thought you'd use this as one of the mechanisms of resistance to an AI. It is possible that the tumoral aromatase might mutate and become resistant to the drug, but I've never seen evidence that that's the case.
One of the problems is aromatase is hard to quantify in activity versus the level of it, and so there's just very little data on that.
But I haven't seen anyone look at aromatase amplification or overexpression or anything in the tumor related to response. Has anybody? No.